We'll stay with the coronation theme because Jenny Newman, who writes about movies for Let's Talk, has been looking at musicals released in 1953, the year of the coronation. Here is Alison to take us to the pictures.
As the nation celebrates the historic event of the Queen's Platinum Jubilee, I've been looking at which musical movies were released in Coronation Year 1953, and there were some absolute corkers. It was diamonds, not platinum, that were a girl's best friend in 1953, when Gentlemen Prefer Blondes was released, starring the blonde bombshell Marilyn Monroe and co-starring Jane Russell. Based on a stage musical of the same name, the film follows Lorelei Lee and her best friend Dorothy Shaw, two showgirls who go on a cruise to Paris before Lorelei's wedding to a wealthy man, whose father sends a private detective after them to keep tabs on them. It's a comedy musical featuring the superb musical number Diamonds Are a Girl's Best Friend.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but diamonds are a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Diamonds are a girl's best friend.
The next release was director Vincente Minnelli's, yes, father of Liza, his The Bandwagon, starring Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse. Astaire plays an actor worried that his career is coming to an end when his friends create a new Broadway show written for him. Romance in this film between Astaire and Charisse's characters starts with them hating each other, but as all good musical comedies go, they end up in love. The musical numbers are fun. For me, the standout song of the film was That's Entertainment. It's up there with There's No Business Like Show Business. Later in the year brought two more classic musicals. The first, Kiss Me Kate, starring Howard Keel, Catherine Grayson and Ann Miller, which was filmed in 3D and based on Shakespeare's Taming of the Shrew. The film centres on a divorced couple who are actors performing in a musical show together. Between arguments on and off stage, plus a couple of gangsters looking for money, the show looks to be a disaster. But that's not how a Hollywood musical would end. With songs by Cole Porter, the standout number just has to be Ann Miller performing Too Darn Hot. In this, she displays her magnificent tap dancing skills with her million-dollar insured legs. The last musical picked for this special issue is one that is an absolute favourite and one that I never tire of watching, the Doris Day classic Calamity Jane. Warner Brothers needed a musical to compete with MGM's Annie Get Your Gun, and Calamity was it. Howard Keel stars opposite Day in this Western musical as Wild Bill Hickok, and together they perform I Could Do Without You, this film's version of Anything You Can Do. This film won the Oscar for Best Song of 1953, Secret Love, which became a UK number one hit for Day. While it's a beautiful song, my personal favourite might just be the opening number, The Deadwood Stage, or A Woman's Touch. All the songs are so good and memorable, it's hard to pick just one.
Now I shout it from the highest hill. At last, my heart's an open door. And my secret love's no secret.
curtains flapping and the driver is slapping the reins. A beautiful sky, a wonderful day. Whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away. Oh, the deadwood stage is heading on over the hills, where the engine arrows are thicker than porcupine quills. Dangerous land, no time to delay.
So whip, crack away, whip, crack away, whip, crack away. We're heading straight for town, loaded down with a fancy cargo. Caravels of Largo, Illinois. Bye!
After 70 years, these musicals are still fresh and memorable. They're innocent and fun. It's likely after watching any one of them that the songs will be stuck in your head for the rest of the day. And that can't be a bad thing.
Thank you, Alison.